Unit 9. Fly fishing. Fishing with artificial flies is a sport that may be learned in a day. However, it takes a lifetime to become truly skilled. To get started, a fly fisherman needs only a rod and reel, a good fishing line, and a few flies to use for bait, the food used to catch the fish. Dry flies are the most common flies used in the sport. These flies are really just feathers or bushy strings tied onto small wire hooks. The hairs of these flies stick out from the hooks in a way that allows the flies to sit on top of the water after the line has been cast. From the point of view of the fish, these feathered hooks appear to be flies, mosquitoes, or grasshoppers resting on the water's surface. A fisherman using these flies should be patient and allow the flies to float on the water as long as possible. This way, the fish below can get a good look at the flies and decide if they want to eat them or not. Other than choosing the right fly to use, a good fly fisherman also needs to consider the fishing line he or she wishes to use. Because the fly used is very light in this kind of fishing, the fishing line actually provides the weight necessary to cast the fly properly. There are several types of fishing rods available for fly fishing. The cheapest type of rod is usually made of fiberglass. Graphite rods give the fishermen more power in casting, and they are also lighter than fiberglass rods. However, the best rods to use in fly fishing are made of bamboo. These rods are usually more expensive, but they can give the skilled fishermen the best fly fishing experience. Fly rods come in different lengths. Long rods make casting the line easier to control, but they can also get caught in low trees or bushes near or behind fishermen. For this reason, long rods are best used by those fishermen fishing from boats or by those who walk out into the water away from the shore when fishing. Medium rods are recommended for beginning fishermen who plan to fish in streams or ponds where surrounding trees may get in the way of a good cast. It takes a little practice to get the hang of fly fishing, but the basic idea of the cast is simple. The fisherman should start with about 1/2 meter, or 2 feet, of fly line hanging out past the tip of the rod. As the rod is cast back, the fisherman pulls an arm's length of line from the reel. As the rod is then cast forward, the fisherman lets go of the line and allows that line to pass up the rod. In order to add more distance to the cast, the fisherman must circle the line in the air over his or her head and cast backward as more line is pulled from the reel. This process can be repeated as many times as necessary. When the proper length of line needed for the cast has been pulled from the reel, the fisherman only needs to cast and let the fly fall to the water. Most fly fishermen use an average cast length of about 10 meters, or 30 feet. Unlike other types of sport fishing, the reel in fly fishing is only used as a place to store fishing line. It is not used to pull in a fish once the fish has taken the fly. For big fish, the fisherman should give the fish plenty of extra line, allowing the fish to swim and become tired. The fisherman then slowly draws in the line by hand and finally collects the fish in a net.